the Kinks career?
I think it's got a lot to do with my work as a songwriter. Certainly, I know certain companies we've been with, record companies, would prefer us to stay with one style for two or three albums. That's what makes, you know, that's the fodder that, the industry, in a sense, is built on. Consistency of product. You have one successful record, make the next one identifiable. And I tend to go the other way. I try to make things different. So there's no continual style. I think that's possibly something that's worked against us. But on the other hand, it's made the band more enduring. And I can draw on, it's such a rich catalogue to draw on. I'd say, though, that was one of the major faults, if it could be called a fault. And I can understand that most companies would feel a bit deterred by that. But on the other hand, the stuff I did in the mid to late 70s, like the soap operas and the Preservation, Schoolboys in Disgrace, they were records, they were shows, conceived as rock shows, then put onto record. And I found the company I was dealing with at the time resisting it, but wanting to put the records out. And I said, you can't really put the record out without the companion piece, which is the show to tour to promote it. And it's a whole package. They couldn't understand that. Whereas now they would be, as you say, hip to it. And also with visualization. I remember at Arista Records, when we first started making videos there, I said, we really got to be seen doing this on television. And the MD there in America said he doesn't envisage video and music crossing over. And the following year, MTV started and had Come Dancing on television, which he didn't want to put out as a single. But they put it out because they couldn't keep the video off TV. And so the impact has been incredible. And the Come Dancing, that sort of breakthrough, that song, which is primarily an English song, became our biggest American selling single ever.
They put a parking lot on a piece of land where the supermarket used to stand. Before that they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing, all our boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing? It's only natural. Another Saturday, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week. Oh, for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing, that's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come dancing, my sister always did. My sister should have come in at midnight. It always ended up in a big row when my sister used to get home late. Out of my window I could see them in the moonlight, two silhouettes saying goodnight by the garden gate. The day they knocked down the pally, my sister stood and cried. My sister's married and she lives on an estate. Her daughters go out, now it's her turn to wait.
She knows they get away with things she never could. But if I asked her, I wonder if she would.
Come dancing.
Come on, sister, have yourself a ball. Don't be afraid to come dancing. It's only natural.
Q107 Toronto's Best Rock, The Kinks, here on the 6 o'clock Rock Report, and Ray Davies, Come Dancing. He's in town all week long at the Danforth Music Hall. Ray Davies, 20th Century Man, the musical, a wonderful one-man performance. He does get some help from one other gentleman, but for all intents and purposes, it is a one-man show. Tickets are available, and you don't want to miss it. Absolutely fabulous theater slash musical. Speaking of fabulous, the always fabulous Universal Honey drop by. They're at the Horseshoe tonight in a free show, and they're up next.
Somewhere deep in the human brain, there's this sort of internal compass, a little gadget that helps us find our way to work every morning without even using a map. And it's a big reason so many people come to the Home Depot. You see, if you need something for your home, the little needle on the compass automatically points to the Home Depot. Neat, huh? Take, for instance, carpet. Home Depot has all kinds of carpet in hundreds of styles, colors, and textures from great brands like Stainmaster from DuPont, all at the guaranteed low price. And the people who install it are real pros. In fact, their work is 100% guaranteed by the Home Depot. So when you want the best in carpet, just leave it to that little internal compass thing, which is going to lead you straight to the Home Depot.
Use your Home Depot consumer credit card on flooring purchases before October 31st, and there will be no payments or interest until January of 97. See store for details. The Home Depot, where great carpet is just the beginning.
There are lots of things that scare kids.
Mikey, bath time!
But nothing scares kids like Goosebumps. Right now, KFC has four Goosebumps books, just $2.29 each with any purchase. Goosebumps at KFC. Nothing is spookier.
Sally, may I see your report card?
Well, almost nothing.
KFC's chicken is now crispier and juicier than ever before. Call 244-4444 for delivery.
The German invasion is hitting Skydome. Skydome's Oktoberfest 96, October 10th through 12th. Three nights of non-stop entertainment Bavarian style. Brought to you by Labatt, Schneider's, and Beck's. Includes German food, bands, dances, rides, games, and much more. So put on your lederhosen and practice your polka. And come join us in celebrating the Bavarian tradition at Skydome's Oktoberfest. October 10th through 12th. For information, call Ticketmaster, 870-8000.
He left America to forget a devastating war.
The family that I lost.
He went to Africa and found a new life as a hunter.
The devil has come to Samo!
As a legend.
I am the devil.
In a story too incredible not to be true.
If we stay, we will all die.
Academy Award winner Michael Douglas.
Now, can you control your fear?
Val Kilmer.
Can you?
The Ghost and the Darkness. From Paramount Pictures. Starts Friday, October 11th, everywhere.
Morning, Doc.
Well, today's the day.
Today's the day.
Off come the bandages.
Off come the bandages.
Let me just unravel this and a little snip here.
Okay.
And... oh, my God!
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that out loud?
How bad is it? Give me a mirror.
We don't have any.
Check out I Am Online's facelift for yourself. The interactive Canadian community on the net now looks a whole lot nastier. I Am Online at www.molson.com/Canadian.
Hey, easy with the slash thing. You know, malpractice and everything.
You're listening to the 6 o'clock Rock Report with Rory O'Shea and Joey Vendetta on Q107.
Yeah.
to me and look away. Don't talk to me, you lie to me. The childish games you play, doesn't matter what you say. I won't believe you, you'd be lying anyway. I don't believe you anymore.
Q107 Toronto's Best Rock. There's Universal Honey. They play tonight at the Horseshoe in a free show. They dropped by earlier today, and Steve Wharton had the chance to sit down and chat with the man and talk to him. He began talking to them about songwriting.
Yeah, and as far as writing songs, you're pretty happy with the way that's progressing. You feel the band's getting closer to what you want to achieve?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for always. Sure. It's much more, yeah, always. And I think it's so much more in focus now and... You know, I think on the first album, it was a little bit kind of all over the map. I think this record is much more like, well, we've come into a sound, and sometimes it takes a while for a band to just find what that is, you know. And so we're happy.
And what about touring around and, you know, playing in the States and getting some exposure and touring with Goo Goo Dolls? I mean, all that stuff contribute, you think, to the band maturing and becoming a better band?
Oh, you know, definitely. You know, we played over 100 shows last year, and... you know, just playing together, getting to know each other better as, you know, musicians and just, I guess, maturing.
Yeah.
It's a bad word.
The dreaded M word.
Yeah. So as far as band, you know, the band goes, yeah, you know, it's definitely helped us a lot.
Yeah. You having a good time?
Oh, yeah.
Most of the time
it's good time, yeah.
Is it turning out to be fun, this Universal Honey thing?
Yeah, it totally is. Of course it is.
Yeah.
For sure. You know, it's like anything in life. Tough times and good times, so yeah, no, it's turning out very nicely.
And what happens after this Horseshoe show tonight? Where are you going?
We drive tomorrow to New London, Connecticut. We got a few more shows with the Goo Goo Dolls down New Jersey and Pennsylvania and stuff like that. And then not exactly, I don't know where we're going to be after that. I don't know what we're going to be doing. But
it's a big secret.
Yeah. We don't even know.
The Great Universal Honey Mystery. It's a contest.
Yeah. That's right.
What's the band doing next?
Guess what we're going to be doing.
Anyway, it's good to see you guys again. Congratulations on the album. It sounds really good.
Thanks great.
Some great tunes. And you're going to play one for us right now. What do you want to do?
Oh, we're going to do a song called She Loves You. It's not the Beatles one. It's the Universal Honey one.
Okay, it's Leslie Stanwyck and Johnny Sinclair and Tim Timlick and
Mick McKenzie.
So go for it, guys. Disappears. Will you lie awake at night? Yeah, there you go. Universal Honey on the Rock Report. She Loves You, one of the songs on the new album, Earth, Moon, Transit, and the band is playing tonight at the Horseshoe. Have a great show, guys. Good luck.
Thanks a lot. Nice to see you again. For having us.
Thank you.
That does it for the Rock Report this evening. I'm Joey Vendetta along with Rory O'Shea. It is time to wrap things up, and Shirley McQueen is standing by with 40 minutes of Toronto's best rock nonstop. Time to answer our IQ trivia question. The question was that the Jackson Browne is celebrating a birthday today. Along with John Lennon would have been celebrating his birthday, John Entwistle of The Who celebrating a birthday as well. We wanted to know, where was Jackson Browne born? And that would be Rory O'Shea for $10.
Heidelberg, Germany.
And in English, that would be?
Heidelberg, Germany.
And how would my dad say it? Heidelberg, Germany. After he finished painting the Impala with a roller. Anyway, that does it for the program. Cheryl's up next, and Rory has our roll call of winners.
Don Stokely of Owen Sound and Andy Williams, I love your stuff, of Orangeville.
Great cardigans, Andy.
You're going to see Midnight Oil, and that show is happening at the Warehouse on Saturday.
Jimi Hendrix is back in the room. Jimmy, out. Get out.
You've got Midnight Oil's new CD, and you'll also go backstage and meet the guys who come away with some other cool stuff. And 1 week from tonight, it's Hootie and the Blowfish at Skydome. Congratulations, Scott Hill of Mississauga and Brian Adkins of Lefroy. Where's Lefroy?
It's right next to Leroy.
Due south of Right Roy. Anyway, Brian and Scott, good for you guys. You're going to see Hootie and the Blowfish. Okay, we're blowing out of here, and Shirley standing by with 40 minutes of Toronto's best rock nonstop. It's a Q107 club and concert calendar or something like that. All right, as we mentioned, and as Steve mentioned, free show at the Horseshoe, Universal Honey tonight. It's an open jam night with Animal House featuring Michael White at JR's Rock Emporium and the Chuck Jackson Open Jam at the Silver Dollar. Tonight through Saturday and evening with Ray Davies, 20th Century Man, the musical at the Danforth Music Hall. Midnight Oil doing the Warehouse. Hootie and the Blowfish doing Skydome, along with 5440, incidentally. And the Black Crows, Massey Hall. That's a week from Thursday. You can celebrate Halloween night, 31st, with Neil Young and Crazy Horse, Moist, and Pete Droge and the Sinners, Cops Coliseum, Hamilton. And Q welcomes Porno for Pyros, I Mother Earth, Stabbing Westward Varsity Arena, October 13th, don't you know? For further info, you can visit our website, www.q107.com, or call the 24-hour Q Rock Line, 870-0107. Bye.
If you think spring comes too soon,
the Sporting Life Can't Wait for Winter sale is now on.
If you think summer drags on too long,
get 50% off on all 95, 96 ski wear and serious savings on skis and snowboards.
If you think fall just gets in the way,
all 95, 96 ski wear from Descente, Sun Ice, Columbia, and more, all 50% off.
The Can't Wait for Winter sale.
All 95, 96 skis from Kessley, Solomon, Rosenthal, just $199 to $399.
And check out the hot new Super Sidecut skis.
All 95, 96 snowboard wear and outerwear by Burton, Arson, Patagonia, at least 40% off.
Only at Sporting Life.
All 95, 96 ski boots priced from $99 to $299.
And 1,000 pairs to choose from.
And get the best advice and expertise anywhere.
You can't afford to wait.
The Can't Wait for Winter sale is now on.
At the one and only Sporting Life.
2665 Yonge Street, 2454 Yonge Street, and Sherway Garden.
Star Trek, the legend, has captured a galaxy of viewers for three decades. Now, visit Star Trek, the exhibit, the show that has fascinated thousands since it opened, featuring the authentic Brinton Planetarium. Tickets at the door or through Ticketmaster.
Tonight on Global Television.
Well, you're in a good mood.
Yes, I am, and it's all because of you.
The hills are heating up on 90210.
Haven't you ever watched a soap opera, Val? He's not going to leave his wife.
And what makes you the big expert?
I have experience in this arena, all right?
Jason Priestley and Jenny Garth star in Beverly Hills 90210.
She's gone.
In times of trouble, the Salinger kids pull together.
You're back?
Yeah.
For this?
For you.
Party of Five, right after 90210. Global's got it tonight starting
Morning,
at
Doc.
Well, today's the day.
Today's the day.
Off come the bandages.
Off come the bandages.
Let me just unravel this and a little snip here
okay.
Oh, my God!
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that out loud?
How bad is it? Give me a mirror.
We don't have any.
Check out I Am Online's facelift for yourself. The interactive Canadian community on the net now looks a whole lot nastier. I Am Online at www.molson.com/Canadian.
Hey, easy with the slash thing. You know, malpractice and everything.
The 6 o'clock Rock Report is written and hosted by Rory O'Shea and Joey Vendetta. Produced by Rob Mariconda.
And is a presentation of Molson Canadian. Get online with Molson Canadian at www.molson.com/Canadian.
The Rock Report is broadcast weeknights at 6 on Toronto's Best Rock, Q107. Now, it's another 40 minutes of Toronto's Best Rock on Q107.
But I could be somehow.
got this in pocket. Gunpowder, I'm gonna use it. Intention, I'm feeling mental. Gonna make you, make you, make you notice. Got motion, restrained emotion. I've been diving, detour leaning. No reason.
Noticing the change, we are taking time. Everybody knows